Ernie, do you know the difference between a red onion and a white onion?
No, I don't, Bill.
Well, you don't know your onions.
Well, that's because I ain't never been to college.
How often have I told you? Yous hadn't ought to use the word ain't. Yous is certainly dumb, yous is.
Is that so?
Now, we are just two country boys, born out in the rough.
We may not be tough, but we sure know our stuff.
Folks all said our daddy should have sent us off to school.
We told Papa no.
There's nothing we don't know.
We sleep late every morning and stay out every evening.
But we ain't never been to college.
We have dandruff on our collar, and if you mention work, we'll holler.
And we ain't never been to college.
And when we wear our baggy pants upon the avenue,
we get as many women as the football heroes do.
And instead of helping with the hole,
we say, Dad, we need more dough.
And we ain't never been to college. At reciting, I'm a hummer, Gunga Din and Jake the Plumber.
And you ain't never been to college.
At parties, I can frolic as if I had the colic.
And you ain't never been to college. You studied with a correspondent school by mail and say,
they held a graduation at the post office today, and I just carried home a nice big parcel post diploma.
And we ain't never been to college. As a couple of London chappies would sing the same song, I remain in bed quite into each morrow, and retire at a very unearthly hour.
But do you remember ever having attended a university or an establishment of higher learning?
I rarely enjoy refreshing beverages and love to indulge in snappy repartee.
And again, I might ask, have you never taken advantage of all the uplifting culture?
Why, my best friend is the Prince of Wales.
Do you recall when you and he went to different schools together?
Yes, but the bally old fool, he had to get his name in the papers by toppling from his quadruped.
You're not much on manual labor, and you love to chew chewing gum.
Yes, but I have at no time been enrolled in any academic institution.
We love to loaf and ramble. We like to swear and gamble. And we ain't been to Pennsylvania. And we think there's nothing dearer than to stand before a mirror. And we ain't never been to college.
We know a lot of fellas who are serving time in jail.
And we got out of Columbia, Syracuse, and Yale.
And we are free from error. We'll never be a terror, 'cause we have never been to Princeton.
Raw. Ernest, did I ever tell you the new name my sweetheart calls me?
No, what does she call you, Bill?
Well, she calls me Pilgrim now.
Well, why in the world does she call you Pilgrim?
Well, because every time I call, I make a little progress. Oh, my. Oh, what a sweetheart I've got. But she should be shot, I claim.
Oh, my, I hear she likes you a lot, and you ought to feel the same.
I can't love that gal, though I try.
Well, I wish you would tell me just why.
On Monday, she takes a walk with Johnny.
On Tuesday, I suppose she talks with Jim.
He does. On Wednesday, she likes to dance with Tommy.
And Thursday, she takes a chance with Tim.
And on Friday, she goes to dine with Archie.
Mm-hmm. On Saturday, it's Percy that buys.
Sunday's my only time with that bozo of mine.
'Cause she's the sweetheart of six other guys.
Oh, my, that little baby of mine is fickle as she can be.
Oh, my, she has the boys all in line. She sure likes variety.
She does. She tells all the fellows she's true.
Ah, but she never tells them to
Doctor Who.
No.
On Monday, I hear you fought with Johnny.
That's right. On Tuesday, I had a fight with Jim.
And on Wednesday, you got a kick from Tommy.
That ain't all. On Thursday, I got a sock from Tim.
On Friday, you lost a tooth to Archie.
Yes, and on Saturday, I got two black eyes.
Ah, but when that ambulance came, then you put all the blame
upon that sweetheart and six other guys.
On Monday, she wears a coat of sable. On Tuesday, she wears an ermine scarf. On Wednesday, she wears a big chinchilla. On Thursday, say you don't know the heart. On Friday and Saturday, she flashes a diamond ring. Oh boy, now I'm wise.
But those furs and that ring didn't cost me a thing.
'Cause she's the sweetheart of six other guys.
There's a maiden in our town by the name of Mary Brown.
She has a little dimple on her chin.
All the fellas in our town follow Mary all around
because she has a dimple on her chin.
Mary hasn't pretty clothes and she hasn't silken hose.
She has a little dimple on her chin.
She has freckles on her nose, still she has a lot of bones
because she has a dimple on her chin.
What do you say to a little dance, William?
That's a ripping idea.
At our house each night at nine, all the fellas wait in line to see the little dimple on her chin. When they call, they hang about till her father kicks them out because she has a dimple on her chin.
She went to a beauty place where they lifted up her face, and how they lifted it, it was a sin. Now you look at her and see where the forehead used to be, the pretty little dimple on her chin.
Now we'll dance with our hats off.
Yes, it's warm enough.
Once she wasn't feeling good, so she went to Dr. Wood and asked him what was wrong when she went in. He examined her, then he said to her, all that I see's a pimple in the dimple on your chin.
Ah, oh, poor Mary is a fright when she goes to bed at night. Her hair is false and so is every limb. She removes her wooden leg, hangs her teeth upon a peg,
but she don't remove the dimple on her chin.
Ah, oh, the sailor's hornpipe.
With our hats on. At a party years ago, everybody that you know recited soulfully of Gunga Din.
But those classics are passé, for the folks recite today,
she has a little dimple on her chin.
Scientists from near and far came by aeroplane and car
to study Mary's dimple on her chin.
Then they made a big report, it was nothing but a wart, and not a little dimple on her chin. Now on one foot.
Yes, sir.
Once to Washington she went, and in Congress every gent was staring at the dimple on her chin. Speeches stopped upon the floor, senators began to roar, she has a little dimple on her chin.
Then the speaker got real mad, yelled, have order, this is bad. Take the floor now, Senator O'Flynn.
But the senator turned red, Mr. Speaker, sir, he said, she has a little dimple on her chin. Oh, it doesn't mean a thing. We could sing and sing and sing about the little dimple on her chin. But we're running out of rhyme, so we'll sing another time about the little dimple on her F-A-C-E chin.
There's a fruit store on our street. It's run by a Greek, and he keeps good things to eat, but you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, he never answers no. He just guesses you to guess, and as he takes your dough, he tells you, yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. With string beans and onions, kibbutz and scallion and all kinds of fruit. And say, we have an old-fashioned tomato, a Long Island potato. But yes, we have an old banana. We have an old banana today. Yes, we are very sorry to inform you that we're entirely out of the fruit in question, the aforementioned vegetable bearing the cognomen banana. But of course, we might induce you to accept a substitute less desirable. But that is not the policy of this international famous green grocery. I should say not. No. May we suggest that you sample our 5 o'clock tea, which we feel certain will tempt your palate. However, we regret after a diligent search of the premises by our entire staff, we can positively affirm without fear of contradiction that our raspberries are delicious. But we have no bananas today. You got a strawberry pie?
Yes, I don't think we got strawberry pie.
You got coconut pie?
Yes, I don't think we got coconut pie.
Well, I'll have one cup of coffee.
We got no coffee.
What do you got?
I got a banana.
Oh, you got a banana. Yes, we got an old banana, no banana. We got an old banana today. I tell you, no banana. Hey, Mariana, you got a new banana? Why, it's the man. He's no believe what I say. Now, what do you want, mister? You want to buy 12 for a quarter? Yes, a quarter. Well, just the one of them. I'm going to call for my daughter. Hey, Mariana, you got a piano? Yes. Banana, no. Yes, we got a no. Banana today.